listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. 1 month on from the abalone viral ganglioneuritis outbreak, some restrictions have been lifted in the region's waters. The use of anchors is now allowed, as is rock lobster fishing, but they can only be caught in waters deeper than 30 metres. Lobster fishing remains banned in depths of less than 30 metres between Carmody Rocks and the Victorian border. Mount Gambier Council will be meeting tonight. Among the items on the agenda is the proposed redevelopment of the city's livestock exchange. Councillors are expected to vote on whether to contribute $77,000 towards the transformation project. The money will be gifted to the neighbouring Grant District Council, which owns and runs the sale yards. It appears Nicole Flint will be making a return to federal politics. The Adelaide Advertiser is reporting that the Limestone Coast resident and former Liberal MP is seeking pre-selection for her old seat of Boothby. She had previously ruled out a tilt at the state seat of MacKillop. And across the border, a communications upgrade is on the cards for Victoria's volunteer firefighters, with 18,000 new radios to be rolled out across CFA brigades from mid-year. We've been told it's not just Country Victoria that will benefit, with CFA Acting Chief Officer Gary Cook saying the upgrades will make communication easier when heading to jobs on either side of the border.
So New South Wales and South Australia, interoperability on our borders is really important. We know our brigades cross the borders regularly and be able to operate in those environments without having to change radios or go through a whole complex process will be much better for our people in those areas.
Preliminary finals were played in the Mount Gambier and District Baseball League over the weekend. In Division 1, Federal were winners against the Tigers, 6-3, while Division 2's prelim final was a high-scoring affair. It saw South Indians defeat Central 15-10.